I'm delighted to be joined in the studio by Shirley Smith from Bernallers in Youghal, or the Youghal Family Resource Initiative. Good afternoon, Shirley. How are you?
Hi, Eric. How are you doing?
Very good, thank you. We're just talking a bit offline or off air there, and today is quite an apt time to bring up this subject, is bullying, because it is quite topical at the moment. Bullying for kids.
Yeah, so yeah, it's just something that this morning a report came out on the state of the nation's children. So it just checks on children's well-being, and they produced a report that advised that up to a third of children aged 10 to 17 reported bullying in the months prior to the analysis being done. So yeah, it is topical right today. Anyway, it's something, but I know that it's something that is a worry for parents.
Because I was thinking when I got these notes this morning, I was thinking as well, because I know in my day, a lot of people were bullied as well. So it's nothing new here, really, is it? Or is it getting worse?
It isn't anything new, but I suppose there's new mediums now that, you know, you've got social media where children are kind of, well, especially teenagers, can be plugged into their smartphone 24/7. So like years ago, you know, back in our day, if you were being bullied in school, if you went home, you kind of got respite, whereas
yes,
it can continue through social media for some children and teenagers. So that's sort of makes it a little bit different.
Yeah. So obviously most of this probably it begins in school, or does it begin in social media? It's kind of 50-50 at this stage, I would imagine, or probably predominantly social media at this stage, is it where the bullying is initiated?
Well, according to the State of the Nation's report this morning, it's still very much face-to-face, so still very much happening in peer relationships, either in school or in the community, face-to-face. And I suppose that is something that, and then maybe continues online, you know. So that's something that hasn't changed.
And I suppose the big question is, Shirley, is why do children bully?
So, yeah, I suppose that for parents that get a call to say their school suspects that their child is bullying someone else, that's a really difficult place to be in. And I suppose, you know, parents might feel shocked and ashamed and think, why my child? And there's a whole host of reasons. And it's not an endless list either. But some of the reasons might be, has there been a big change in your family? You know, a new baby, parental separation, move of home. So any kind of big change. So realistically, the predominant reason that children bully is because it is their way of communicating that they're not okay. So it could be as well that they've watched something on TV that they're not able to kind of process the information. So there might be violent games that they're playing on Xboxes or PlayStation. There has been at times bullying, and it's transpired, it's been a TikTok trend. So like there's different reasons that children can find themselves bullying other children. Mm-hmm. So you know, that needs compassion also, like what's the underlying reason? So what I would say to parents is to try and keep your cool, because it can be really shocking, and parents' instant reaction can be to get the mads, you know.
Well, that's it. Like they're going to go two ways. They're going to go defensive and deny it, or they're probably going to come down hard to the kid that is doing the bullying, like, which is not solving the problem either. And as you said, there is an underlying problem there. And so it's getting to the bottom of that, really.
Yeah, so I think if parents are curious with their child, you know, so saying that the behaviour is not acceptable, that's really important. But separating the behaviour from your child. So your child is someone you love and you care about and you want to be there for, but this behaviour is not okay. So we need to work on that. Mm-hmm. And it's saying it in a way, I suppose, as I say, where you're calm. So definitely when you hear the news, take some time to yourself to kind of check with yourself, have the rant with another adult about how you're feeling, or maybe you can pop into us and have the chat, you know, and just explore how you're feeling about it and your responses to it. Because how you respond, like if you're angry with your child, they're going to shut down, they're going to deny it, they're not going to really be able to talk to you about why they found themselves in this situation. And again, if you straight away go on the defensive and say to the school, look, this isn't happening, you know, my Johnny does not behave like this at home, and maybe they don't, you know, maybe they're very well behaved at home, or, you know, that you don't see any reason. But if you go on the defence, again, your child is not really going to tell you what the underlying reasons for it is. And ultimately, that's what we need to get to be able to help them to resolve it and to fix it and to process maybe the impact their behaviour has had on other children. And that's something that, that takes a bit of work, you know, it doesn't come naturally. I mean, very often when we talk to teenagers about phone use, they might say things online that they would never say to a person's face because they're not thinking about the emotional impact that has.
They don't see the impact, I suppose.
Well, their brain isn't developed fully, so their brain is still developing. So thinking forward thinking like that doesn't happen until, you know, late teens, adulthood, before their brain is fully developed. So their developing brain still needs that. It's a learning. And as human beings, we all make mistakes. So it is important that we, I suppose, teach them in a curious, calm way, that we're teaching them how to resolve the issues and to repair and you know, make up for what they, how they've acted, while still feel, helping them to feel secure enough to tell us what they've done and that they are loved, you know.
And does the same apply for like we're probably talking here primary school kids and that, but would the same thing apply for teenagers?
Yeah, so like very often teenagers don't want to tell their parent that they're getting bullied or that they're receiving messages on social media because they worry that the parent might take over, might make it worse, might go talk to someone
and it blows up and things are going
to be a lot worse. So that's why I'd say with teenagers, it's around the same thing, really, listening with curiosity, asking the young person what they have tried to resolve this, or how have they tried to fix it, what they feel they could do, and exploring options. So you're kind of getting more into a partnership with teenagers. So having the chat and saying, right, this is what I'm thinking. What do you think of that idea? Now, there are certain situations where you're going to have to say, I need to talk to X. But I think you need to do it in a way where you're being honest with your son or daughter and that you're not going off having conversations with people without telling them, this is who I'm going to talk to, because they really don't want it out in the community that this is happening to them. So I think that's really the key bit with teenagers and helping them to work out what are all the possible solutions. Because adults might say, you know, if somebody's hitting you or, you know, hit them back. But if your personality is not to hit back, if that's not in your personality, you're not going to go with that solution. So the solutions need to be done, particularly with young people, in collaboration with them, together, in partnership, because then you're helping the young person. They're going to come up with solutions that they are that suits their personality style. You can also then brainstorm all the solutions that they can come up with and then go through with them, because this is the part of their brain that they might, you know, that they haven't fully developed yet. Well, if I hit back, what is the possible outcomes? So don't dish any opinions when they give them to you first, but then say, okay, right, if you hit them back, what might happen? what might they do in response? You know, oh, I'll get into trouble with the school. I could get caught by the guards.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
So you're helping them as well to consider what the consequences of or the outcomes of that decision might be.
Yeah.
And that's where it's really helpful because you're teaching young people how to problem solve. You know, if I'm an adult and I've no money and I decide and go, oh, one of the solutions to not having any money is to rob a bank, isn't it? Like,
that is
a pie in the sky idea that I might have, do you know? But then I've got to think of, right, okay, what might be the consequences of going and robbing a bank? So that's where young people need the help. So they might think of ideas, but they need your help to think, right, okay, if you did that, just let's say you did do, you know, hit back, what might the consequence be? So that's really helpful then, because that gets them into thinking about their actions and how actions have, you know, have implications.
So really, as a parent, it's very, very important to listen and let whoever's being bullied or doing the bullying, they need to talk as well and try and trash out those, whatever's going on in their minds.
And I suppose a step before that is when you get the news or when you hear that your child is bullying or your child is being bullied, check in with yourself because your feelings are catching. So if you are all at sea in yourself, your child's not going to feel okay with that.
And obviously the child is going to see your reaction straight away and that's either going to add fuel to it or
shut down a conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So that's...
So yeah, take your time out and then listen with curiosity. Try and help the child or young person to come up with possible solutions. Ask them what they've tried already. Ask them how they feel, how often it happens, how much it impacts them. And if you're going to talk to someone like their teacher or their school principal, and you know that does need to happen, particularly if it's happening in school, tell them that you're going to. So don't go off and have conversations behind their back because that will shut down conversation.
Yeah. You need to keep it open here and honest, I presume, for everyone. There can be a little bit of conflict, or I won't say conflict, but misunderstandings between parents and versus the school understanding of bullying.
Well, I suppose when it's your child, you know, we can get a, like, our child, there's nobody going to be as invested in our child as we are as parents, okay? So we're thinking about our child. And that's it. The school have to think about the other child, the impact on the class, the board of management, you know. So it's not that schools don't care. They absolutely do. And it is a priority for them. And they do want to work with parents on it. But they might take a bit longer. They have systems and policies, you know, and you can ask to see a school policy. The other thing is a parent's understanding of bullying and a school's understanding of bullying can sometimes differ. So for a school, it needs to be going on for a prolonged period of time, you know, for a certain period of time. Whereas with a parent, it might be a one-off incident and they're just worried that it doesn't happen again in the future.
Yeah.
So definitely having open dialogue with the school is a really good idea. And again, you know, talking to the school about, you know, what's your plans? If you're worried that a child is being bullied, what do you do? What, you know, they've got an anti-bullying policy. Some schools run the Stay Safe program with a whole class. And again, that goes through, you know, it does touch on that so that there is supports given. So what I would say is don't lose faith and do stay engaged, you know, with your local school and the teacher of the class, you know, because very often how that goes. And again, not having the mads when you go in.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Yeah.
And trying to stay calm and stay factual, which is not easy when
it's
your child, you know.
So
that's a tough thing.
Yeah. If your my child has been bullied.
Yeah.
Okay. What's my first port call? What do I do?
Well, as I say, stay calm and listen with curiosity. So what are the things you're noticing? Are they more withdrawn? Are they acting out more at home? Like, is there a change in their behaviour? Because very often, you know, parents might think, oh, my child, I think there's something up. They're not quite sure what it is, though. And so notice changes in behaviour.
And if you see those changes,
yeah,
like, should you act upon them, as in, should you start asking questions?
Well, very often we as parents, when our kids get in the car, we'll say, how was your day? And we'll get, fine. And that's it. Dead conversation. So what I would say to parents is change your questions up a bit. So what was good about today? Anything not so good about today? You know, who did you hang out with? Who were you hanging out with today? Did you have a good laugh, or did that not go so well? So be more specific with the questions you ask, not just how was your day? Because if you ask how was your day, you're going to get fine.
And I presume most kids probably want to get this off their chest anyway, only they don't know.
Yeah, so you're kind of think about your child. Like, the car is a great place if you're in the car to have the chat. But think about your child, like, if they would they like to go for a hot chocolate with you one-on-one? You know, trying to have them one-on-one, or even saying to your child, your young person, I can see you're not okay, if they say they're fine. Come back to me when you're ready to talk. And then give them
Left the door open.
Leave the door open. And then go back a couple of days later. Well, are you ready to talk yet? I'm worried about you. So I can see you're not okay. So that type of thing. But just don't pressurize them, because we can, when we're worried about our children, go into the Spanish Inquisition. Who said what? Where were you? What happened? How often? And when we ask that many questions, children and young people are going to shut down.
Yeah.
So kind of like, if you're going to ask a question, ask your question like, what was good about today at school? And then tell them what was good about your day.
Yeah.
Then if you're going to say what was not so good about your day in school, say, oh, today was, I got a puncture in my tire. That was not what was not so good about my day. So teach them how to share by modeling it. Now, be safe model.
But that's a good idea,
rather than quick fire questions. You know, then it sounds like a Garda investigation and you're going to shut their conversation down.
Yeah.
So try and keep the conversation open by, you know, telling them your answer. And, and asking them. So it's a two ways, but you're modelling how much information to give.
When they can see that you're giving that information, they might be able to reciprocate that at some stage when they're ready.
Yeah.
But they've seen being done, which is the important thing.
Yeah, the important thing for, if you think about it, when you have a child or young person who's being bullied, they feel out of control. They feel like they don't have control over that. So they need to feel that they have some control over when they talk to you, how they talk to you, who's going to know. So we offer choice as much as you can.
And is that the same when it's your child is doing the bullying? Are you approaching it the same way or maybe different?
You're keeping your calm. You're telling them factually that you've been informed by whoever you've been informed by, that this is the thing, that this behaviour has gone on. You're just, we need to have a chat about this. You know, I love you, but if this is the case, this behaviour is not okay, and I need to help you with that. I suppose the difference with a child that is bullying, they might not know why they're doing it. So they might feel not okay in themselves, because of something they've seen, something that's going on in their family, something that's going on with their peer group. But they don't have the ability to verbalise and connect the dots that this is why. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you need to do a little bit of unpicking with them.
Yeah. How come the bullies always seem to know who to pick? Or is it, you know, they always seem to...
And you see, I would say that's a myth. Yeah. I think, you know, children who are bullied can be bullied for any reason, you know. It is very much a case of, like, it might be they have a different accent. They're not from Yall. They're wearing the wrong trainers. They'll find something. So it's like, it's actually nothing to do with the reason. But what I would say is that we do need to help children who are experiencing bullying to be more confident, to be less reactive. So if the bully knows that they're going to get a rise out of because you're wearing the wrong trainers, they're going to they're going to do it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Whereas if they, yeah, grand. If it's water off a duck's back, they're going to be less inclined.
Yeah.
They might get bored and move on to somebody else.
Yeah.
So Barnardo's have a great booklets, which we have in Yall Family Resource Initiative. So parents can pop in Monday to Wednesday to have a chat with us if they want, you know, to explore it. But there's a great booklets. There's one for parents. So you read that first. That helps you get ready for the conversation.
Right.
And then there's one for children in primary school, and there's a different one for teenagers,
which
is good because it's more age appropriate.
Yeah.
And these are great because they just help put a frame on conversations that you might feel, oh, if I start talking now, I'm either going to get the mad or I'm going to get emotional, right? One or the other. What I like about the primary school one, for example, is the first page is the common questions that children have in relation to bullying. So you can open the first page and say, these are the common questions that children have around bullying. Do you have any of these questions? And then you can just go to that part of the book and it will answer it with you. So you're answering it with them.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think that it does help parents get ready for the conversations.
Yeah, because it is a difficult conversation to have from both sides of the argument, I suppose. And you know, by just having a little bit of that information and answers.
Yes.
You know, and it's up to yourself then to expand on those answers whatever way you see fit with your own child, which is a good idea.
Yes, and we do have the drop-in clinic on a Tuesday from 10 until 11. You don't need an appointment. So if you do want to come and have even your initial emotional reactions or worries or, you know, how am I going to approach this because you feel maybe your situation is a little unique or whatever, because every situation is unique, then they can pop into us and have the chat.
That's all they want to know, I'm sure. So how are things going down there anyway since you moved in?
It's going really well. We have the workshop for dads and male carers, so just for dads, on Wednesday the 9th of March. From 10 until 11, so parents can text their name to 086-047-1060 to sign up. That's all you have to do to register. So we also are accepting names at the minute for parents who'd like to do a parenting course, and that's the for parents of children 6 to 12 years. So again, they can just text their name and to the mobile number and to register and sign up for that course. So it's going really well. Yeah, our drop-in clinic has taken off. One of the other things I wanted to mention, just because of the social media that's gone on in the last week and the news and stuff with what's happening in the Ukraine, Barnardo's have produced a one-pager for parents and teachers and after-schoolers around how to talk to children about war, just in case parents or teachers are getting questions. And you can find that on www.barnardos.ie if any parent wants to look it up.
Brilliant stuff. Shirley, it was an absolute pleasure again to have you in. Thank you very much, and hopefully we'll talk again very soon.
Thanks, Eric.